This is Global Environmental Health Chat, the podcast that explores environmental health issues that transcend national boundaries. I'm your host, Ann Johnson, and this podcast is produced by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. Children are our future. They love exploring their world, and it's amazing to see how quickly they absorb new knowledge. Unfortunately, they're also quick to absorb environmental contaminants. The health effects of these exposures are amplified in children's bodies. And when children become ill, it's not only the children who suffer, but all of us. Today's children are tomorrow's workers, inventors, artists, and leaders. Protecting children's health is an investment in the future of every community and country around the globe. In one of our previous podcast series, we explored NIEHS's role as a World Health Organization collaborating center. Today, we're drilling deeper into that relationship. We'll take a look at what NIEHS and other organizations are doing as part of the Children's Environmental Health Collaborating Centers Network. Our first guest is Dr. Bill Sook. He's chief of the Hazardous Substances Research Branch and director of the Superfund Research Program at NIEHS. He said the Children's Environmental Health Collaborating Centers Network represents a new chapter in a long history of partnership.
Everybody that is a part of this collaborative center network right now, we've been working together for a long time. I think now we have, shall we say, more of a deliberate focus. Here at NIEHS, we have a substantial portfolio of grants and activities on children's environmental health, and we're going to essentially do a fair amount of leveraging between parts of NIEHS's programs, linking people with other programs at NIH, and linking with these different organizations globally in order to make sure that the research that's being performed either in the United States or elsewhere in the world is translated in a way that can benefit these kids.
The network's main activities are to link researchers together, disseminate new research findings, and to help translate those findings to reach a broader community. Because it's a truly global network, the network is able to disseminate information across regions in a way that would be much harder for institutions to do on their own.
What is the commonality? What can we link from one region to another region in order to ensure that the message and the wording and the research findings that are being translated from one region to another are being done in a way that is consistent. It's important to be able to take information and be able to translate it in a way that people can use it in an effective way, but also in a culturally appropriate way.
One example is the problem of electronic waste, or e-waste. In some developing countries, children are being put to work dismantling old electronics. In the process, they're being exposed to highly toxic materials.
There is a fair amount of science that has already gone into the individual components of e-waste, so we already know what's toxic. But in different parts of the world, it's important to be able to take this information and put it into ways that people can understand it, not only parents, but also physicians and nurses and other healthcare providers.
In addition to translating research that's already out there, the network provides a platform for advancing new research directions.
We are looking more and more at not just early life exposures, but the exposures that the mom has while she is pregnant and the effect that that might have not just on her health, but also on the health of the newborn and then the developing child. It's more than just birth to 3 years old or birth to 6 years old. Now the discussion is prenatal to adolescents and adults.
Bill said these new research directions and a renewed focus on children's health globally mean the time is right for this new chapter in the WHO Children's Environmental Health Collaborating Centers Network.
We're trying to just make sure that everybody is as aware of this network and the fact that it is open to anybody who is willing to participate. This network is just beginning, and in an ideal world, in a few years, hopefully we'll be able to have more than just 8 or 10 centers networking and working together, but maybe 50, 100.
In the second podcast in our series, we'll hear from Dr. Amalia Laborde, who coordinates with the network from her institution in Uruguay. You can find that podcast and more information at our website, niehs.nih.gov/GEH. You've been listening to Global Environmental Health Chat, brought to you by the Global Environmental Health Program of the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences.